Close-Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Presented by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. I'm Patty Mercer. We're broadcasting on WRHI-FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. My guest today, Chris McMurray. You probably recognize that name because, of course, he is with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and they happen to be one of our co-sponsors. So an opportunity for me not only to say thank you on air for sponsoring Close Up, but to also talk about what you do on a daily basis. And of course, today's program is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. We are live today from Fort Mill's Main Street from the Improper Pig, which is filling up fast.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Have you had their barbecue?
I have, and it's excellent. We actually just ate here over the weekend.
It's so good.
Very good. Yeah. Even Alyssa liked it, my 14-year-old. She doesn't like anything.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Total win. Well, Chris, you know, it's funny because we actually met during a close-up interview.
Yes, we did.
On a Thursday, yeah. Famous Toastery, and my guest, we were talking about Special Olympics.
That is correct.
You've got a lot of history in terms of volunteering.
That
is a cause close to your heart.
I do. Yes, my father was, in fact, a big volunteer up in New York, and he traveled around to Cleveland and many different areas of the Snow Belt, or the Rust Belt, if you will, and drug me along with him. So I was at many events in my youth, and I always said that one day I would like to get back involved with the Special Olympics, and then, you know, coincidentally ran into you, and I overheard the name Special Olympics, and I think it was Kathy.
Yes.
Yeah, Kathy.
Yes.
And we talked on a brief break. Then I got her card and ended up talking to you for about 15 or 20 minutes, and here
right.
we are. I think a year later, around a year.
A year later, yeah. And I can say that you, from the first time that we did have the opportunity to meet, you shared your love of community and getting
yeah.
involved, and since that time, you have given back in so many ways, whether it's Special Olympics, whether it's helping with bringing people Thanksgiving dinners
yes.
and putting them together.
That was amazing, yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's just really, it's cool for someone to talk about giving back, but to see you doing it along with Janet and your family,
yes.
it's just the coolest thing.
It is.
So,
makes us feel good.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you understand and see the vision of and the strength of local.
Yes.
You know, to be part of Close Up, where, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday it's a new person.
It is.
New personality, a new opportunity just to learn about what a day in the life looks like for
Absolutely.
Those in our community that are making a difference.
Absolutely.
You're not from around here, are you?
I am not. I am what you would call a Yankee, but I've been in the South for, gosh, going on and off for 25 years from the Buffalo area, Buffalo, New York. Was in Hilton Head for many years, and I got my actual start in the real estate business in Hilton Head, and then moved to Jacksonville, Florida, and bounced around some different areas. But yeah, been in the South for a long time, so my blood is thinned.
You love that warm weather.
I do.
Well, one thing about it, I've also learned that everywhere you go, you are building relationships. So it doesn't surprise me that your company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, one of their top priorities is building relationships.
Correct.
So tell me about U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina.
Well, we are a division of U.S. Mortgage of Florida. Our parent office, our home office, is based in Boca Raton. They've been in business for, gosh, going on 28 years now. We are in 27 different states right now. We're growing at a rapid pace, but good growth, not so much growth where we can't, you know, keep a handle on things.
You're not building a house of cards.
No, not a house of cards. Not in fact. We're hiring good people. We've had a lot of different folks come from different areas of the mortgage business. I don't know if you've read recently in the news where there's been a lot of layoffs in different departments, Wells Fargo, some different mortgage companies. So we've acquired folks from these areas that still wanted to stay, you know, in the business, are passionate about the business. So we've brought them in, and that has allowed us to continue to grow better, faster, and with the right roots in the right communities.
You know, when I think about what is involved in buying a house,
yeah.
for example, and how close that mortgage officer becomes to your business and all the details.
Oh,
oh
yes.
My goodness,
lots
it's
of details.
So detail
yes.
oriented. But that's what you want.
Yes.
You don't want anybody to overlook a very important part of the process, because not every contract proposal that goes to the closing table actually closes.
No.
In fact, I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's really important that you know that the person you're working with has their stuff together.
Correct. You know, we have to become underwriters. We're not actual underwriters, but we're the first line of defense when it comes to gathering information and, you know, sizing up the capital and assets of the buyer and their portfolio. And there's a lot that goes into it. So, like you said, you have to almost become a detective, because you have to trace back tax returns and wills and trusts and, you know, 401ks and anything that's involved in asset, you know, with a mortgage has to be documented. So you kind of get your, you know, what's a detective glass out, the ocular, the ocular, and you have to just dissect every piece of document that comes through. So it's a lot of paperwork. It's a lot of math, but it's very rewarding. And in turn, it does help a lot of folks, you know, succeed at their American dream of owning a house in the U.S.
I would imagine that when you are especially helping first-time home buyers who may not understand how detail-oriented and all the things that you're doing to make this deal happen, it can be a bit frustrating or a learning process.
It's a little bit of both, but I love first-time home buyers because I feel like they're more of a blank slate and you can educate them and they're more apt to listen to you, and they will take the information in and process and really listen to what you're saying. Whereas I work with a seasoned investor all the time, many seasoned investors or just seasoned buyers, and they think they know it all, which is fine. They've been through the process. I get it. We all have our own personal, you know, reasons why we're doing what we're doing. But a first-time home buyer to me is more rewarding because you're actually getting them away from spending money on somebody else's mortgage, where in turn they're now, you know, they have an asset, a tangible asset. They're part of paying something that they own.
So, yes. And that's so important. But, you know, it's interesting, too, because as digital technology is always getting better, as, you know, streamlining the process is improving, I would guess that sometimes a seasoned home buyer, maybe it's been 30 years or even less than that, may not know as much as they think they know, just because of changing in technology.
Yeah.
So you've got to walk that fine line.
You do.
They got to like you.
They do. They do. It's personality. I always say, you know, don't pick, you know, your loan officer or realtor or in any business. You have to want to work with the person. Your personalities have to gel. If you're high strung and the person's really mellow, it may not work. So you kind of want to, you know, bring your demeanor and your emotions down to that of the buyer. So, but there is a lot of emotions involved in this. This is the single largest transaction you will ever purchase in your life. And it's the longest transaction you'll ever pay for if you decide to stay in a house for 30 years. So that, you know, there's a lot that comes into play with that.
You know, a couple of things. One is when we had the big crash, 2008.
Yep.
And it went on.
I was in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly. Not a good time.
Not at all.
For owning a house. In fact, a lot of homes were upside down after that. Now it seems that we are recovering from, you know, that. Did that result because people were getting homes that really didn't have the credit and the financial strength to do it in the first place?
It was a number of different things, Patty. There was many programs out there that were created to get buyers into homes. One of the single biggest downfalls from the 2008 crisis was actually student loans, student debt. That caused a big problem because they've changed their guidelines on student debt now. Before, it wasn't calculated into the monthly income. Now all that's changed, so now you have to calculate everything. But all-encompassing umbrella, there was many, many different factors that went into the crisis, but a lot of it was the programs were no income, no asset verification, meaning you didn't have to have anything to prove. You could just have a good score and a heartbeat, and you could buy a house.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
That's a big risk.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk to you about millennials, what their mindset is, impact fees, because that's a reality, especially right here in Fort Mill, and also how we may not be seeing people defaulting on their mortgage like we once did, but there's another area that seems to be being affected by not doing the work prior to making the sale. Hey, right now, we want to just remind you that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. We're live today from the Improper Pig on Main Street right here in Fort Mill. Mill. My guest, Chris McMurray with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We are going to have a lot more to talk about on Close Up.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
Hello from the Improper Pig on Main Street right here in Fort Mill. Glad to have Chris McMurray with me today. He is, of course, with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina and a co-sponsor of Close Up Fort Mill TKK. So thank you so much.
I'm very proud of it.
Well, we love local. We love highlighting businesses. In fact, if you're listening today and you'd like to learn more about how you, too, can be a sponsor of Close Up, just let me know. Sharing vision, right? U.S. Mortgage is all about relationship. You are very relationship driven. In terms of homes right here in Fort Mill, you know, the impact fee was passed by York County Council. Then, a lawsuit comes along by the developers and, you know, certain real estate people saying that that's not fair. It's kind of like going back on what the original plan was. The reality is that growth is not paying for growth. It's we're not able to keep up with the impact that each student is making within our schools.
Correct.
So all that money, the new homes are being charged.
Correct.
It's sitting in escrow.
Right.
So from your perspective as a mortgage officer, do you see growth slowing down in our area because of this impact fee?
I personally have not seen it slow down on my end. I don't do a whole lot of new construction. We do a few here and there. We're heavy in the new construction business down in Florida, but we have not yet broken into that market here. But from what I gather and what I hear from other LOs that are involved in that, are working for lenders, Madame A, or the different lenders, they're in-house lenders, it has affected them. Growth is good, but where do you stop it? You know, we all have to, you know, take that into consideration.
And land is such a limited commodity.
It is, yes.
So I know Catawba Park is happening, you know, it's through TKK, TKK Forever, working on creating and developing land very close to where you are.
Yep.
But having it as a regional park to open up the opportunity for more athletic fields and traveling sports teams and things like that, it's pretty exciting to see so many people wanting to live right here in York County. Why did you choose to live in York County?
We actually came down here for one, the schools. You know, we read up on the schools. My fiance works for Siemens, and they have a plant here. And being in the mortgage business, we can almost work from anywhere. I could be on a beach right now. I told her that, but I don't think she'd abide by that too well.
She said, you might be able to do that, but I can't.
Yeah, right. But the schools were the biggest one. The safety was a big concern. We have very safe communities here. We read up on that. And being that I did live in Hilton Head and Charleston, we're very close to my old stomping ground. So I thought, well, you know, if I can't live on the beach, I'll take next best at 3.5 hours.
There you go. There you go. And if you want to do a little snow skiing, you have that option
as
well.
Mountain biking, hiking, everything's very close.
Right. How competitive is the mortgage business?
You know, it's very competitive, but it's also changed. Back in the day when I was in it from 99 to 2008, it was ultra competitive because there's so many people doing it. Anybody could be a loan officer.
Really?
Yeah, there was no, if you wanted to be a mortgage broker, a whole different conversation. You had to get a license. But just to be an LO, you could just have a pulse.
Okay, that's loan officer?
Loan officer, correct. Yeah, so anybody could be a loan officer. And once the market took a turn and all that happened, they did, you know, the CFPB came in, they implemented testing and regulation. And a lot of things, which is good. We needed that. So it weeded out a lot of folks. And I think with things going in the direction it's going now with margin compressions and rates, and you're starting to see layoffs with Wells and other, I won't mention their name, you know, mortgage companies that are laying off folks heavily. It's thinning the herd. Mm-hmm. So the competition is getting a little thinner. And I think competition is all relative to how well you want it, you know, and how much you really want to get the business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and provide and show service and, you know, show integrity. So that has a lot to come into play.
You're talking about a hustle.
Hustle.
Basically, you got to have a hustle,
yeah.
Man.
You got to hustle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because when you say margin compression,
right.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that with the way our rates are built and way, you know, the way fees are structured, there's less money to be made. So people are, you know, companies grow.
Right.
And they open up satellite offices all over the U.S. And the way their business plans work, they may not be able to continue to pay their loan officers with the way rates are paid back by the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and Ginnie Mae. So there's a lot that goes into it that we could get into in another discussion, but margin compression basically means everything's tightening up.
Yeah.
So when things tighten, people leave.
And the best day.
And the best day.
There you go.
So
now when I look at U.S. Mortgage of Florida branching into, what'd you say, 22 or 27 states?
We're in 27 now.
27 yeah. states. So throughout the United States, there are other people like a Chris McMurray
Correct.
That are developing the state.
Correct.
So you're responsible for, I mean, right here.
Yep, for right here. I do North Carolina, South Carolina. We've got an office in Hickory as well and an office in Charleston.
Yeah.
So we're covering everything.
So you're kind of like the Carolina Panthers. You're like
yeah,
Carolina
kinda, exactly.
U.S. Mortgage.
Kinda, that's exactly
yeah.
right.
And in terms of connecting and finding those that they need what you have.
Right.
How do you do that?
I am very old school. I love to meet people just like I just struck up a conversation with you.
I don't think I've ever seen you not talk to somebody.
I know. I can't go throughout the day without touching 10 people with a
yeah.
conversation. That was my goal when I was younger. I had to pass out 10 business cards or strike up 10 conversations with just anybody in general. I don't care if it's the woman at CVS checkout line, behind the counter, in the line, Walmart, wherever I'm at, the auto mechanic, I'm getting my car done. I'll always make sure they know what I do, the services I provide, and what can I help them with?
That's so awesome.
So that's how you got to do it.
You're building bridges.
Exactly.
It's amazing. You get a little life in you, and you're like, wow, I know a lot of people here.
Exactly.
And everybody's got a story,
yeah.
and you just never really know.
Right.
In fact, who knew? You actually helped my daughter
I did.
And her fiancé buy
pleasure
their first
to work
home.
With them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you say that.
Yes, they were sweet. Sweet as pie.
Well, again, I think it's exciting because a lot of millennials feel like, I don't know, we hear mixed things. We hear that they're not buying the homes like their parents did because they don't want to be in the debt that their parents were
yeah.
or their student loan debt
right.
and it prevents them. It's an obstacle. But you've got programs that can really work with a lot of people to figure out how to make this happen or make their dreams come true. We need to take our mid-program break, but when we come back, I want to learn about those programs.
Wonderful.
And maybe offer some encouragement for our listeners that are ready to refinance, move, or buy for the first time.
Very
yeah.
good.
Chris McMurray right here, my guest today from U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We're live today on Fort Mill's historic and revitalized Main Street from the Improper Pig. If you haven't tried their barbecue, well, you need to get on that because it is delicious. More Close Up in just a few. Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest today is Chris McMurray. Who knew talking about mortgages could be so much fun? Well, I got to tell you, a lot of people love the numbers. A lot of people just love the numbers. They love crunching the numbers. You not only help home buyers, but you also work with commercial
investors.
I think about, you know, Kuster Commercial is our presenting sponsor here. What do you offer? I mean, how does that work?
We do commercial build-outs, warehouses, anything commercial, even commercial land we'll do. I'm working with a number of Keller Williams agents around town and a few other investors right now working on a 100-unit multifamily type stuff, gas stations, anything commercial. We do hard money. We have a wide variety of different products, not just your normal, as I call them, table stakes of loans like Fannie Mae, FHA, VA, USDA. We go way outside the box and have a 70 or 80 other investors that do very unique stuff.
So you can kind of match
almost anything,
sort of what it is. And the same with millennials.
Correct.
If they feel like they're not in a position to buy, you really, before they, I know you don't like absolutes. I don't like absolutes. Before we say no, let's talk.
Right.
Because people are so surprised. Wow, you do this all the time, and you know some more than I do.
Yeah.
You know more than I could find on Google.
Right.
Go figure.
Exactly. Yeah, when I say, you know, not to sound cliche, that if we can't do it, it can't be done, it's pretty true, in fact,
nice.
Because we've got a program for every single buyer in almost every single situation. For instance, I even have a one-day out-of-bankruptcy loan, which is crazy. I know it sounds, but you never know. Sitting across from your soon-to-be ex-spouse, you may have kids, you may need a house. You may have just filed from bankruptcy and you know you're going to be out in May and it's April and you know you need to get a house in May. We have, once you go one day out of that bankruptcy, you can get a loan.
How about that?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So, and I understand you like your veterans too.
We love veterans. We do. I love veterans.
And you've got some special things that help them.
We do.
As well.
We offer their standard VA loans. We do VA construction. We volunteer with the Homes for Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So I work with a number of veteran organizations for doing programs for them and reach out programs for them. So that's always good.
I tell you, it always is nice to have a mortgage officer as a friend because chances are there's going to be a transaction that comes up in a lifetime, or you know someone that really needs a reliable and informed person to make sure that it's the right path.
Right.
You know,
right.
We see so much now with Flip It, you know, like,
oh yeah,
you know, HGTV.
Yeah, that's all show.
That's
Hollywood.
Okay. That's some TV magic there.
Yeah, that's scripted.
I think about that.
How can you be a butterfly collector and buy a $1 million house?
I don't know. The reality is that sometimes you're the one that gets to kind of put a perspective on that.
Right.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, I have a website, email, phone. I answer all avenues. I mean, we can, you know, definitely get in touch with me with no problems there.
So that would be just your email then?
Oh, yeah. My email address is cmacmurray at usmtg.com. And my phone number is 803-792-7168.
Fantastic. And so I didn't realize that you're all about the Carolinas, both North Carolina and South Carolina.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the relationships that you have with realtors, that's important.
Very important.
And commercial developers.
Commercial developers, yep. Commercial investors, yep.
And radio broadcasters.
Radio broadcasters.
Because they have kids.
Exactly.
I love the fact that you're building relationships. And you know what? You're also a very supportive friend because you came out to the Rock Hill Community Theater and
it was
supported
so
me
much
and Lucas.
Fun. Yeah, my fiance and I came out and watched you guys just rock it out on that play. It was amazing.
And you were so inspired.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Come on now.
I went back to, I used to dabble a little bit when I lived in California into acting. And I was in a couple shows and did a couple movies. So it kind of it provided a fire to say. For me to get my passion back, to get involved in it. And so we took my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, to Raleigh, and we got signed by a talent agency. So we're going to be doing some commercials and hopefully some movies and different things.
What a great way to spend time together pursuing a hobby. And I can say I knew him when.
There you go.
Say hello.
Sign the autograph
hello.
Now.
Hello. That's fantastic. And then what about employment opportunities? Are you looking? Or?
We are.
We
are in a great growth mode. I just hired two new people, and they are going to be rock stars. And I'm always looking for solid individuals who are passionate about networking, relationship building, integrity and giving back. We are just big into that. You know, it's not about the mortgage. It's not about the paycheck. It's about what you can do providing a service to the community.
That is so very important, and so many opportunities just to make the whole process of mortgages not only effective and safe, but knowing that you have a friend in you. So thank you so much, Chris McMurray, being my guest today, and also continuing to sponsor Close Up Fort Mill TKK. You know, we love to do local. We love to take national things and kind of filter them through a local perspective and get it straight from the source.
There you go.
All right. And thanks to you, our listeners, for always tuning in on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12 to 12:30. Our presenting sponsor, Houston Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and of course, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Live today from the Improper Pick, thank you so much. Hey, when the facts matter, close-up counts. Until next time, keep close. This is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.